Hi, this week the question is the Church of Christ the only right church? In other words, can you be saved without becoming a member of the Church of Christ? Let's see what the Bible says about this. The apostles taught the Jews that unless they believed in Christ, repented of their sins, and got baptized for the remission of sins, they could not be saved. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Verse 41, "Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." Verse 47, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." When these Jews were baptized for the remission of sins, they were added by the Lord to the church. They could not be saved without being baptized, and when they were baptized, they were added to the church. Hence, they could not be saved without becoming members of the Church of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21, the Bible says, "To him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." God is glorified, according to this, only through the Church of Christ. No other church or religious organization is mentioned. Jews were expected to become members of the church to be saved. In Ephesians 5, verse 23, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." If Jesus is the Savior of the body, what is the body? Ephesians 1, verse 22 and 23 says, "God gave Christ to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." The body is the church, and Jesus is the Savior of the church. He is not said to be the Savior of any other group of religious people. The church is said to be the fullness of him. This means that the Church of Christ contains all his people. Think about this for a moment. On a piece of paper, draw a large circle. Label this large circle Christ. Now, draw a small little circle inside the large circle. Label this small circle Mayberry Community Church. You see, community churches claim that they have part of God's saved people, but they don't claim to have all of God's people. They view themselves as part of Christ, but they do not view themselves as the fullness of Christ. The same goes for any denomination. All denominations claim to be part of Christ, but not the fullness of Christ. They all believe there are saved Christians outside of their organization. But the Bible says that the church, of which Jesus is the Savior, the church is the fullness of Christ. That means there is no saved person outside the Church of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 and 26, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word." Now, what did Jesus do for the church? He died for the church. If he died for the church, then it is certain that men cannot be saved without the church. The Lord is going to sanctify and cleanse the church, but he is not going to sanctify and cleanse anyone outside his church, his body. In Ephesians 4, verses 4 and 5, the Bible says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism." The church is the body of Christ. According to this, how many bodies does the Lord recognize? Only one. This is why no other religious organization will do. Churches started and founded by men are not just as good as the one church which the Lord died for. Well, thanks for listening to our message and considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. And at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.